Harry, how does little man?
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
The federal judge hauling the Trump administration back into a courtroom, demanding to know why those deportation flights landed in El Salvador when he ordered that they be turned around. The administration claims the men on board were members of criminal gangs. Many were deported under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798, which allows the government to deport people with little to no due process, and was last used to round up Japanese Americans during World War II.
He has gotten rid of them a lot. There are a lot more to go.
As those two planes were in the air, that federal judge, James Boasberg, speaking from the bench, ordering the planes to return to the United States immediately. But that did not happen, the White House offering several explanations. The press secretary raising questions about the way that order was given.
Well, there's actually questions about whether a verbal order carries the same weight as a legal order, as a written order.
But the judge not buying that, calling it a, quote, heck of a stretch, and also pushing back on the administration's claims that the order didn't apply because the planes had crossed into international waters. The judge stating, my equitable powers are pretty clear that they do not lapse at the water's edge. The architect of the president's immigration policy, Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, questioned whether judges have the authority to rule over the president's policies at all.
Is it the administration's understanding that you would comply with the verbal order?
No district court judge who presides over just some small, like little geography of the whole country could possibly presume to have the authority to direct the expulsion of terrorists from our soil, who, by the way, are also here illegally.
The White House has not released the identities of those deported or extensive details on their alleged crimes. The Justice Department lawyers refused to provide any additional information to support their claims, insisting it would pose a national security risk. Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee accusing the Trump administration of an unlawful, brazen power grab. But Border Czar Tom Homan, defiant.
We're not stopping. I don't care what the judges think. I don't care what the left thinks. We're coming.
So there was a third deportation flight that took off after the judge's written orders were published. The administration is arguing that those immigrants were deported on different grounds. They'll have to submit a sworn declaration today to back that up. And another hearing is now scheduled for Friday.
Friday. Oh, my God, everybody. Oh, my God. The future... The future that Trump imagines, the future that Elon Musk imagines, the future that we're actually on the road to, sucks. Sucks. It looks nothing like America. It sounds nothing like America. It sounds like, you know, a bad freaking Western. What was that movie, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre? We don't need no stinking judges. Is that where we're going? Is this the direction that we want to head in? Have all of our rights taken away, have all of our freedom of speech limited, have all of our freedom of assembly, due process. Oh, please. No bodily autonomy for anybody and, no stinking judges. You know what's crazy? This story is crazy. This story is nuts because not only is he using a 1798 law that's only been used during the War of 1812, a World War I and World War II, period, end of story. We're not at war. Wait, I'll alert the media. I am the media. We are not at war. We're not at war with Venezuela. And we're not at war with El Salvador. Although, I don't know. Time will tell. So you have this dictator named Bukele. Nayib Bukele, who is he describes himself on social media, like on the Twitter and on the Instagram and all that, as the coolest dictator. Okay, not shying away from the dictator description of his own damn self. Okay, and if you learned anything about Central America from Iran-Contra, if you can remember what that was. What you should understand about Central America, with the exception of Panama and Costa Rica. Panama used to, Costa Rica, no, dictators. They're all dictators there, okay? This is like an epidemic, and El Salvador is literally lorded over by a self-described dictator who says he's very cool because he's young. You know, he got elected at 37 years old. He just got reelected with 85% of the vote. Dictator. Yeah, that's like a little tell, don't you think? I do. I think it's a tell. Anyway, he was paid, as you know. I told you yesterday, I don't know why the media leaves out this detail. When I say the media, I mean the TV, okay? Because it is in the newspapers, plural. It's in the Washington Post, in the New York Times, in the Wall Street Journal. He got $6 million. This is a man who wanted to be paid in dollars, but Bitcoin, crypto, is the currency of El Salvador. Not kidding. But anyway, people who know about him know that what he does. Anybody see Emilio Perez? Anybody? It's very handy right now. That's going to be like the Godfather or Goodfellas. It'll be a refer movie where if you quote it, you can shorthand what's going on. But I don't know how many people have seen it yet. So I'll suffice to say that it's about a drug lord who, well, I don't even want to go into it. Okay, so in Emilio Perez, there is a scene where, and it's an important one, where the mothers of the disappeared takes place in Mexico City. The mothers of the disappeared who have been disappeared by either the government or the cartels, or both, because they work together, you see. And the prosecutors are on the take from the government not to prosecute the selected cartel members, the ones that paid the VIG, the ones that get protection from the government, and prosecute the other ones that didn't pay or can't pay or won't pay or are just too poor to pay. Do you know what I'm saying? So this is basically what's going on in El Salvador. If you pay Bukele, he'll negotiate with your cartel. He will. He'll negotiate with them. He'll, you know, get the payment and look the other way for certain people, certain cartels, certain drug, runners, but not all of them. Oh, no. So this is kind of what the kind of person we're dealing with here. And it's just, it feels very similar to the transactional nature of our own president. Yeah, it really does. And I'm starting to wonder, like, are we still a democracy or not? Anyway, mothers who live in Venezuela, moms, okay, moms who live in a good part of Venezuela, a formerly very wealthy part of Venezuela, okay, where their kids, you know, grew up within blocks of each other and bounced around to their friends' houses for dinner and had, you know, like sleepovers. All the normal stuff we did, all that, they do it there too. Yes, I know. It's a foreign destination, a foreign land, Venezuela. South America, not Central. Don't get confused. But these four friends, they grew up within blocks of each other in this very, very wealthy neighborhood of Venezuela. It used to be anyway, before, you know, dictators took over the economy and crashed it, right? But anyway, when the nation there started to deteriorate, they came to the United States and they were making a new life for themselves in Dallas, these four buddies, right? And they all lived in the same townhouse together. They worked really long hours here, and then all of a sudden, Thursday morning, armed officers showed up at their townhouse, showed up at their door, and arrested them and took them to a detention center in Texas. They were put on this flight. They were taken to this concentration camp of Bukele's. Why do I call it that? Because it's forced labor, okay? And their mother, and all their mothers, actually, of the four boys, saw them on the videotape that the dictator Bukele produced up and posted on X, because that's what he does, because he's the coolest dictator, you see. So he posts, right? And they saw their kids and they will go, oh my God, they have no arrest record in Venezuela. They have no arrest record in the United States. What the hell are they doing there? And you know what? They've been disappeared. No phone communication, no communication at all. They can't call their family. They can't, no one knows where they are.